Thank you, Madam President. Dear colleagues, in recent years, the international security environment has deteriorated, and the great power strategic competition has re-emerged. This dangerous situation is further exacerbated by the Russian invasion of Ukraine and continued occupation of parts of Ukraine. The threat of nuclear weapon use remains real. There are many who argue that the risk of nuclear weapon use is today higher than at any time since the heights of the Cold War. Nuclear risks have become again a prime concern. There are a handful of countries possessing nuclear weapons. Any use of nuclear weapons would have catastrophic consequences affecting practically all states, all countries, and all peoples. Addressing risks that could lead to nuclear use are clearly in the security interest of all states. The risk of nuclear use remains as long as nuclear weapons exist. The only absolute guarantee against nuclear use is the total elimination of nuclear weapons. A nuclear weapon-free world remains our common goal. This is what we strive for. Nuclear disarmament does not happen overnight. It takes hard work, dedicated effort, political leadership to achieve any steps in it. Nuclear disarmament is a gradual process. Until we achieve total elimination of nuclear weapons, there is a need for nuclear risk reduction. Nuclear risk reduction is thus an interim measure. It is not a substitute to nuclear disarmament, neither is it a distraction or deviation from nuclear disarmament. Nuclear risk reduction can help facilitating nuclear disarmament, but it has a value itself even when it does not lead to nuclear disarmament. Nuclear risks and risk reduction have been debated and studied for decades. Sometimes there is more convergence of opinions, some other times less. The relevance of nuclear risk reduction measures has been further amplified, in particular by developments with the potential of creating new instabilities and imbalances. These include, among other things, the stress on nuclear arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation architecture, perceived lower threshold by some for the use of nuclear weapons, alarming nuclear rhetoric, the quantitative expansion and qualitative improvement of nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles, application of new and disruptive technologies, blurred line between conventional and nuclear weapons systems, and nuclear proliferation crisis. Nuclear risk reduction consists of a variety of measures, from communication hotlines to political statements on inadmissibility of nuclear weapons use. The goal of nuclear risk reduction is to enhance international stability and security and to close pathways to nuclear use. While nuclear risk reduction does not necessarily lead to nuclear disarmament, it can play a role in advancing the ultimate goal of a world without nuclear weapons. Nuclear risk reduction measures can help alleviate distrust and even build trust between nuclear-armed states. Confidence with appropriate verification measures is an essential element in any effort to achieve nuclear disarmament. Transparency, active information sharing, regular communications, and other confidence-building measures can increase predictability, reduce misunderstandings, and help build trust. These can in turn help reduce the salience of nuclear weapons, and this is a key ingredient in finding ways to advance nuclear disarmament. Nuclear risk reduction is debated in numerous disarmament and arms control fora. Many countries made an active effort in last year's NPT review conference to promote nuclear risk reduction. Nuclear risk reduction is mentioned frequently in statements in the first committee. We are addressing it in the CD today, and there is a quite active working group on nuclear risk reduction in the Creating an Environment for Nuclear Disarmament initiative. Perhaps attention to the nuclear risk reduction is too scattered in various processes with changing participation. In my opinion, there's a need for more focused international interaction on nuclear risk reduction in the disarmament machinery. There have been some ideas on establishing a group of governmental experts or an open-ended working group to address nuclear risk reduction. These ideas deserve further attention, consideration, and support. Let me conclude repeating once again, nuclear risk reduction is not a substitute to nuclear disarmament. Neither is it a destruction or deviation from nuclear disarmament. Nuclear risk reduction can help facilitate nuclear disarmament, but it has a value itself, even when it does not lead to actual nuclear disarmament. Thank you.